Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
An Odyssey Sports Station. It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I think a lot of coaches are feeling like that right now with the NBA playoffs and the way things are being officiated.
Yeah, I mean, look, I saw both sides of it. I thought, you know, the Sixers, I felt, had a bigger legitimate beef than LeBron, although there was obviously a foul that should have been looked at. You know, when somebody gets hit in the face, that's generally something that's, although maybe they're going to throw it back to the 70s and 80s. I'm not saying someone's going to go Rudy T on somebody like Kermit Washington, but they're certainly letting a lot of physicality in these playoffs.
They are. Jason Kidd said last night after the Mavs win, it was a 90s type game.
Right.
And I was like, ooh, okay. Because that, now we talking.
Let's
like
break
that,
out the big suits with seven buttons and a big shoulder pad.
Now we talking. The physicality was just different. And I'm all for it, by the way, because I don't think you should be able to get to the basket just easily anytime you feel like it with no punishment.
Yeah, but I mean, I understand that there's playoff, like we were talking about in hockey, same thing, playoff hockey
That's
is different,
right.
But it's almost like it's a different sport at times in this playoff. I mean, because we've seen some ticky-tack nonsense called all season long, and all of a sudden now it's like, let them go.
Well, the guys, they'll shoot the ball or they'll go to the basket, Mike, and they're literally like looking at the refs like, you're not going to call that? Yeah.
I got to be honest. I mean, my only thing is, let's keep it like this for the whole season.
Yes.
And then you won't be freaked out when
you're
it gets like
it.
This, right?
No, I totally agree. Hey, before we get to NFL Blitz, more on the Falcons, guys. We got a bunch of guests that are going to stop by, including Brandon Galdon, who's going to stop by from Valley Sports here in about 15 minutes. We're going to talk to our buddy James Palmer, NFL insider, Greg Allman, NFC South reporter for Fox Sports a little bit later on in the show, and our buddy Ross Tucker as well. So plenty of conversation about this draft tomorrow, at least round one, and then heading into the weekend. Mike, this just in, and I said this to you in the break, and I'm kind of shocked, but then I guess I'm not. So this has to do with the PGA. And I just want to mention this real quick because we still don't know when the LIV and the PGA stuff is all going to work out. But the PGA is rewarding huge payouts for guys who have remained loyal and will remain loyal to the PGA. Tiger Woods is one of those guys.
How much?
$100 million.
Dollars?
$100 million.
So basically they want you, if you can just limp out there as best you can, and that's the rewarding his
loyalty
to the PGA.
Woods is going to receive up to $100 million in equity as part of a newly created for-profit PGA Tour enterprise. Mm. Rory's getting $50 million.
And he's been a good soldier.
Okay.
As you know, and by the way, just on the sidebar, Greg Norman said in an interview today that LIV never offered Rory McIlroy big loot.
Okay.
Let alone anything, let alone the $850 that was reported by an English website.
So this is, again, and Jay Monahan, who is the PGA Tour commissioner today, said this is a way to thank players for sticking with the PGA Tour instead of jumping to LIV and the huge payouts from the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund. So nearly 200 players, Mike, will receive a stake, with $750 million going to the top 36 players. And here's the deal, guys. It's going to be invested, okay? Mm-hmm. And basically, over the next 8 years, you will gain equity in this, and then you will cash out.
Right.
Okay? But the fact is, the PGA – Mike, where did all this money come from?
Well, that's the – see, this is the thing. Everybody, like the Brandel Chamblees of the world, want to sit there and go tisk, tisk, tisk about LIV Golf, and they're down in Adelaide in Australia, and they're having some nice traction down there. People actually enjoy it, I guess, down there. How can you tell based on the ratings? But anyway, but yeah, I mean, I get it. It took LIV Golf throwing wads of money at the PGA to not take their guys for granted. And I know that all those dudes are considered the bad guys. I just don't know anybody, especially if you feel you're losing it like Brooks Koepka and they're going to give you a blank check. Who's going to say no to that?
Nobody.
Or you're Ian Poulter and your skills are gone. You're just a brand. You can cash in. But, yeah, I just felt that, you know, the PGA for years took these guys for granted.
Yeah.
And now you're – and, I, look, it's a very complicated non-profit, but how is this not rewarding the guys? If you don't see the names, you don't watch, and you don't attend, and you don't pay for the VIP and everything else of the tournament.
No doubt. I just wanted to we're spending a little bit of time on only because this has been kind of the conversation, and this is honestly right. What these guys wanted.
And curious to see if this thing ever – there were supposed to be these behind-the-scenes conversations despite all the bluster and all the mean-spirited talk that they're trying to get things going after they signed that note saying they were going to get back together last year.
Yeah, and it hasn't happened. All right, man, we got plenty of football to talk about, including Terry Fontenot saying whether or not he's taking more phone calls than usual. I will tell you, there are at least three teams that are interested in maybe moving to where we are. Mm. We are going to find out how serious they are tomorrow, because you can tell me you want to do it, but until it's done, Mike, it right. doesn't mean anything. Big O, let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Who wants our pick? Now understand, if you come get eight and we move back, not down, back, Mike, and the guys we've been talking about in this draft, all of a sudden now I feel like the value is where it needs to be. If you tell me picking one of these guys at eight because nobody wanted to make that move and you didn't have a choice, now I've got to take the best player at eight, even though I'd love to take him at 13 or 15 or 16, then I have to do it. But, Mike, if you can make this deal and three teams apparently are saying, hey, we may be interested. The irony is, Mike, they're all the teams we've been talking about that need quarterbacks.
Yeah, man. Now, again, if it matters to you as far as, you know, getting a second-round pick, there's only a couple that have those. We've talked about it. The Raiders have a second-round pick. And, again, guys, it gets a little confusing, but there's basically a value system. We're holding at eight, and it's worth X amount of points. And if you're coming from 11, 12, 14, for instance, if you're coming from 10, you don't get a second-round pick. You know, if you're coming from 13, you might not get a second. So there's this sliding scale. All it means is the further somebody's coming, the more likely we're going to get a second-round pick or a third or maybe a second in next year's too. And that's what we're shooting for.
And that's what we're shooting for. But you have to let that play out. Like, Terry Fontenot can't force the issue, but he can take the phone calls. Let's hear Terry Fontenot, who was asked about, are you taking more than usual?
When you can have possibly that many quarterbacks going at the top, then it's going to push down some really good skill players. And so depending on, there could be a lot of action at some different spots around our pick. So right now those calls are just exploratory. So we have the conversations, but you really don't get into what the value would be. It's just a lot of preliminary calls because, to your point, they won't happen until it's really on the clock. Right, whenever you see what players are there. And then when it gets close to your pick, you start getting the calls that say, hey, if our player's there, then this is what we would do. And you start having those real conversations of what it would take. And what we have to do is know at each pick what's going to be the value to go down. So this is what it would take for us to move from this pick down three spots or four spots or 10 spots, whatever it is.
If the Jets coveted somebody, they don't have they've got a third rounder, not a second rounder. We talked about Minnesota doesn't have a second rounder. Now, they do have that 23rd overall pick, but the only way that would work is you'd have to give something crazy. You'd have to give some of your stuff.
No.
Your second rounders. This, I mean, that doesn't seem viable. Broncos don't have a second round pick. The Saints don't. They do have a second round. Will they work with us? Maybe. Colts have a second round pick, picking 15. And the other one we mentioned yesterday, it was brought up that maybe Seattle's looking for the heir apparent to Geno. And maybe they like Michael Penix because they scouted him in Washington State. They've got no second-round pick to give. They'd have to give us something in the future.
It's going to be interesting, and Terry's right. That's why we have to wait and see until we get there. Like, there are teams interested. And by the way, those preliminary conversations, you know what they are? Hey, I saw that car on your lot. What's the features on that car? That's what that preliminary conversation is.
Talk to me about this. Yeah. Talk to me about this 1970 Oldsmobile.
Yeah, I want to know what's on there. That's what they're doing. And then when they figure out whether or not they're serious about the car, they'll make the call. NFL Blitz is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Mike, the other teams that are fielding calls, Commanders, Patriots, have received calls from teams attempting to move up. Do you give up the second or third overall pick in this draft when you need a quarterback yourself?
No. I wouldn't. Would you?
I wouldn't either.
But again, this is why, I mean, we're looking for some of these blockbusters. We've given you every single angle. If you watch NFL Network or ESPN as they're ramping their coverage up, maybe it's all chalk. Maybe it's quarterback, 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 wide receiver.
Yeah.
Then the Giants become, maybe the draft starts at six, you know, as far as some of these moves. But then again, you get back to these trades and these scenarios. Love for us to trade back. Love to see some action. But, you know, rarely do we get the juice. Do you think we're going to get a lot of – you think we're going to be going like, on Thursday night?
I think there'll be some movement. I don't know if at the top of the draft, just because of the teams that are there, if anybody's going to make a crazy move. And I'm all about acquiring picks. All these GMs are, Mike. But when you have two or three, there's a reason why you have two or three.
Right.
And you better take advantage of it.
Right.
Right? When we had four – we better take advantage
and
of it.
For instance, the Bears, they've got like nothing after like the third round. You know, the Bears, I mean, the good news for them is they've got the number one and they've got the number nine. But are they looking to maybe leverage the number nine to get more second round picks? I don't know. Unless they feel there's an earth shattering guy, they got to have at nine.
Adam Peters is the general manager for the Commanders. He says they plan on sticking at two.
Right.
But they will. They'll talk to everybody because, again, you just don't know.
The story yesterday, as you mentioned, that New England was saying, "Yeah, we're getting offers, but they're silly offers, and we're not even going to dignify those with a response." I'm just curious if Washington doesn't take Jaden Daniels, they're nuts. Then maybe all the fans that have such a bright future and are hoping in a world without Daniel Snyder, you begin to wonder, what? Really? You're not going with a guy who checks every single box, including will win the fan base, the athleticism, the cannon for an arm, the touchdowns to picks, the big moments in the big games against the big competition.
Listen, you've got to mend the fences. I'm telling you, that whole quarterback, everybody show up at the same time thing did not go over well. And I don't know if that's where he wants to be.
Right.
So if you're going to do it, great. You can do whatever you want with these teams and pick whoever you want, whomever you want. Mike. You got to mend those fences. You got to make sure that he's all in. And I don't know if Jaden is all in with the Commanders as much as he is with some of these other teams that he may feel better about.
Hey, we've talked a lot about us doing, if it's best athlete, if you go get a wide receiver, but you still want to go get some defense, Carl, let's hit the corner edge. Would you like to make a deal with the Lions to get back into the first round? According to Dan Campbell, they say if they don't see anything they like, they were on our sister station in Detroit, they say they'd be looking to move out of the first round.
They don't have to do anything. He's got a young, talented roster. This is the first time the Lions in a very long time. First of all, think about this. The Lions in this draft, it's almost laughable because we're so used to them being in the top 10 so frequently. Mike, they're picking 29th. They can do whatever they want. And so if there's nothing there and they don't have to pay a first-round pick,
right,
there's no reason to do it. So we'll move out. We'll take a second or a third. We have to pay him a lot less, and we add some depth to our team. I think it's a smart play by the Lions. They don't absolutely have to take anybody at 29. They can just see what's there and go from there.
Now, just in case, for argument's sake, if you want to clean up your defense in one draft and you went edge rush, it was a lot too. Just for argument's sake, guys that are positioned between 22 and 32 include Cooper DeJean and Kool-Aid McKinstry. So if that's something you're interested in, that would be a – I mean, that's just one of those dance parties could be out there. Today also, we brought it up earlier, they lock up Penei Sewell, a new record-setting, a new market-setting contract for a tackle. He makes $28 million a year, $3 million more than the next dude. And Amon St. Brown, I was through the name of him. He got the contract too.
Yeah, wide receiver. This hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Bears, Mike, say they know who they're taking at number one. Ryan Pohl says they know which player they're going to select, but they're not ready to divulge the particulars.
There's stories that he's even got the playbook already. There's stories out there. You can read it. They're out there, a story in the LA Times, and they're giving him stuff to get him ready.
He said, quote, "Unfortunately, it's one of those things I think everyone's got to tune in on Thursday to see." Okay. You know what that is? The league saying, shut up. You better not say anything.
Hey, man.
8 o'clock Thursday.
Hey, we told you earlier, Steelers not going to exercise the fifth just yet on Justin Fields. The Bengals, needless to say, exercise Jamar Chase's fifth-year option. Because he's really good.
Yes, he is. Brandon Galton is really good, too, at what he does. He calls the Braves games, guys. We're going to talk to him coming up for Bally Sports. These guys have been playing really well. And we'll get Brandon's opinion on the pitching staff, what happened with Max Fried, and a lot more coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. Also coming up next hour, buddy James Palmer, NFL insider. What is he hearing about the draft and the Falcons? But right now we want to welcome in our man Brandon Galton, who calls games for Bally's. He is the Braves play-by-play guy, and he does a terrific job. I got to be honest, Brandon. That game that was on Apple the other night, I was a little sad. I was like, I'm not digging this. I don't like it.
No, bad.
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. I appreciate it, guys. Also, I'm driving to the park. I'm having just a so-so day, and then you guys bump back with a music bed of Ludacris, and now I'm really feeling it. Now I'm feeling good.
Hey, man. And feeling good feels good, brother. I mean, and by the way, if you had dinner plans last night in the Battery, you were all set. That's like an old-school 70s NL game.
Oh, my gosh. That was the fastest Braves game since the 90s, which kind of puts it into perspective. And even with the rule changes and the games going quicker, to have a sub-2-hour game is nuts. It's only happened one other time this year across Major League Baseball. And credit Max Fried. What I thought was interesting of all the things that Max said post-game was that he was inspired by Bryce Elder's start on Monday and Bryce Elder's ability to locate pitches and pitch to contact and trust the defense behind him. And it shows you a couple of things. One, how no matter how good these Braves are, they learn from one another. And two, just Max Fried and his ability to adjust when he hadn't gotten off to the start this year that he had wanted to bounce back and have a performance like that last night. That was magical.
It really was. And, you know, while we're talking about feeling good, because I guess that's the theme of this interview now, Brandon, the guys that are feeling good in this lineup are really carrying us, man. We were talking about Travis d'Arnaud, and I gave the numbers earlier in his last five, and I probably don't have to recite to you because you've got all this stuff. But, I mean, he's just been on fire. I think he's hitting like .618 in his last five games. Mm-hmm. It's incredible to see what Travis d'Arnaud is doing. And, by the way, Brandon, this is not something we expect from him. We expect him to be good, but, like, he's off the charts right now.
He's been unbelievable, and obviously the Braves have needed a little more production from that spot with Sean Murphy still out with that oblique injury. But Travis is one of, you know, we talk a lot, and some people say it's cliche about the chemistry in the clubhouse and all that. It's real, but of all those guys, Travis is, he's at the top of the list. Just the guy that you want to be around, the guy that makes other people feel good, that makes you laugh, that makes you smile. So when you see him at 35 years of age, still having this kind of success, and this kind of a season, this kind of a run that he's on, it just kind of makes it a little extra special. And look, the Braves really haven't needed a whole lot of offense as of late because the pitching has responded and pitched so well. You know, there was one rough stretch there, guys, for the bullpen during that Mets series, but outside of that, they've been lights out. So when Spencer Strider went down with an injury, we were all just kind of looking at each other, oh boy, okay, you got Murphy out, you got Strider out, Ozzie fractures his toe, and the Braves just keep winning. Now, they will hit a rough stretch at some point, a couple of them this year. That's baseball. It's going to happen. But for right now, this has just been a fun group to watch.
It is Brandon Gaughton, guys. You recognize the pipes. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. See him tonight with the Bravos. We were talking about the pitching. You just mentioned Strider. Max Fried is quoted in the ESPN article today about what's up with all the injuries. 34% of guys are getting Tommy John in this last season. You talked to Glavin. You talked to Moylan. Anybody got a theory on this? Is it just guys are throwing too hard for too long?
Yeah, the guys like Glavin and Smoltz, their thought is that it's guys throwing too hard at too young of an age and all this desire for velocity and spin rate putting too much pressure on elbows and shoulders. Now, some people will tell you that they think the pitch clock last year and guys working a little quicker has maybe led to some of it. I kind of think it's maybe a little bit of both, but if you had to have me put a percentage on it, I would say a much heavier percentage lies to the former and not the latter. Maybe the pitch clock has a little bit of impact, but I think it's this, you know, when guys are 16, 17, 18, they are told, oh man, you're throwing 92, but yeah, guys in the majors are throwing 98, 99, 100. And oh, your curveball has this spin rate. We got to get it up a couple hundred RPMs. And that's, see, you hear all of those things and you go to these baseball labs, and there's a lot of good things coming out of these labs, by the way. So I don't mean to sit here and be the 65-year-old get off my lawn guy that says you can't learn from these things, but there's a balance there. And I think sometimes these young pitchers are getting in their mind too much too early that they've got to throw 100 and they have to have so much spin on their breaking stuff or they're never going to make it. I think that puts a lot of stress on these elbows and shoulders.
Yeah, Brandon, it's a great point because I think they all feel like now if you don't throw hard, you're not going to get recognized, right? You're not going to get seen if I don't throw 97, 99. Like, I totally agree with your assessment, and, you know, we wish – obviously, Spencer, nothing but the best. I hope he's back sooner than later. But we've all been kind of in this, why is this happening and what's going on, and trying to figure it all out. Brandon Gaughton, guys, Bally Sports. Braves continue their homestand. It's been a good one so far. Can you explain what's going on with Ozuna? Like, what's the deal?
Well, when he struggled at the beginning of last year, and then turned it on in early May on that trip to Miami. And then the rest of the way, he was really good. What Jeff Francoeur kept saying was, if you looked at his swing, early when he was struggling, he kept trying to pull everything. And then when he was just focusing on either hitting the ball straight up the middle or to right center and going with the pitches, that's when he started to have success. And if you look at his swings this year, not only has he hit the ball to all parts of the field, but his pitch selection is as good as it has been since he's been in a Braves uniform. He's drawing more walks. He can tell when stuff is going to break outside the zone. He's not chasing nearly as much. And he's obviously just going about things at a really high level right now. I think, you know, you look at last year, beginning of the year, and people thought, my, is he even going to be in a Braves uniform at the end of the season? To now, from May 1st of last year to this point, he's second in the majors in home runs and runs driven in. He's behind Matt Olson in both of those categories. That's an amazing turnaround from where he was. And you got to give him and Kevin Seitzer, the hitting coach, all the credit because they put in a lot of work to get him where he's at right now.
The one guy who's struggling right now, we got into it yesterday, is Matt Olson. He's been kind of a really bad stretch. The good news is hopefully he gets it over with now and it doesn't happen in September. Is that anything to be concerned with? And Riley was struggling a little bit too.
No, I don't think so. Matt had two stretches like this last year. Now, he's, I believe, I don't have my notes in front of me, I think it's 25 hitless at-bats, which is actually the longest of his career. But he had two of right around 19 or 20 last year where he went hitless, and he quickly turned it around. And even, if I remember correctly, when I looked at those little lulls he had in 2023, the Braves were still winning. It just shows the depth of the lineup. I'm not concerned about Matt. I mean, look, if it continued for two or three more weeks,
and he was really scuffling and the average dropped below 200 and the strikeout rate was still high, maybe there'd be a discussion. I just don't think there's enough there right now. He's too good, and he's shown it for too long throughout his career that he can turn it around, I think, right now to really be overly concerned.
Brandon, we're going to need good performances from guys that we necessarily didn't expect going into the season with the injury to Spencer. Ronaldo Lopez has been one of those guys, and he's on the hill tonight, right?
Yeah, and I think the great thing about what the Braves have done with him since he's going, you know, used to be a starter, then he was bullpen last few years in Chicago. Now moving him back to a starter, Brian Snitker, Rick Kranitz, they got together and they said, we don't want him going every 5 days, at least not early on. So today will be his fourth start. So far he's pitched on a Tuesday, and now Wednesday. So that's 7 days in between and then 8 days in between. And I think that that's a magic formula that is working right now for Lopez. 18 innings pitched, only one run given up. His strikeout to walk ratio is tremendous. And, yeah, he's really given the Braves a boost. So knock on wood that, look, he's not going to have a sub-1 ERA the whole year. He's human. But if he can continue to pitch 5-6 innings a start and keep the Braves in ball games, that's all they need. That's all this offense needs. And so far, he's done that plus some.
Talking with our man Brandon Gaudin. You having fun, by the way? How you get along with your new partner, by the way?
Oh, CJ's awesome. He is as prepared as any announcer I have ever worked with. He's an all-around great guy, which I had heard about prior, and just we're having a blast. And I think we're on this joke right now with him where he just got his ring from the Rangers because he was part of their broadcast team last year. So now we got to get him to be the only broadcaster to win rings with two different franchises in back-to-back seasons. That's the goal this year. The Braves get CJ another World Series ring.
All right, I got to ask you this because one of my boys just hit me up, and he said, hey, you're talking to Brandon Gaudin, man. Make sure you tell him he's great on Madden, too. Are you on Madden?
Oh, yeah.
I am, but most people play that on mute. That's the magic elixir there because the commentary is too repetitive and boring, so they just play. Even my nephew plays that on mute.
Guys. All right. So here's the deal because he says, man, he's great on Madden, too. Make sure you tell him I said that. His name's Brandon. So what's that check like? Be honest.
Come on. You're in the man's pocket. Man.
Come on, Brandon. I'm curious because you know what? We all wonder, like, hey, it's so cool to be on Madden, but people have no idea. That's like weeks of work, right? I mean, it takes forever to get all that stuff in the system.
Yeah, and I've been doing it now with the analyst Charles Davis since 2017. So we've been at it for 7 years.
Wow.
And those first few years, they do the game. They make the game down in Orlando. EA has their studio there. We used to travel down every Monday and Tuesday, and we would record from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. two times a week throughout the year. Well, now we've got so much on tape, and a lot of it's evergreen, that we basically just do updates for the new guys in the league, you know, new quarterbacks, everybody's in new places. But the base commentary sticks in there, so we don't have to do as much, but we still probably do about 75 to 100 hours each year of recording for the game. But it's a lot of fun.
Very cool.
Really is.
So basically 7 years ago, it was first and 10. First and
yes,
second and nine, second and
repetitive.
Eight. Oh my goodness! Yeah, man. But it good.
At the end of those sessions, you had to keep sharp objects away from me. So,
wow, what a hit!
Hey,
this guy's on fire.
Continue to do a great job, man. And you know I'm busting your chops. I mean, keep doing you, and we certainly enjoy you as always. Have a great call tonight, my friend.
I appreciate it, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Cool. All right, that's Brandon Gaudin, guys. Bally Sports, play-by-play guy for our Atlanta Braves. Sweep tonight, by the way. Sweep.
Well, the Marlins look a little listless.
They do. I don't know. I mean, you've shut them out here the last couple of
nights.
It's
literally shooting fish in a barrel.
It is. And Ronaldo's starting tonight. We'll see what he does. Hey, we've got more to get to. Yeah, man, no man's coming up. Also, coming up next hour, James Palmer, NFL insider and reporter. Mike, don't act like you don't want to know what that Madden gig pays. You're like, you're in that man's pocket. Everybody was like, I want to know what that Madden gig pays.
He makes $1 million.
That's right. All right, guys, stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hear the facts before you.
I have a question for you, and I'm going to ask you that question coming up because
I'm going to stick around for that. Then
because. Why don't more teams or all the teams do what I'm going to ask you? It's just in the back of my head, and I got to ask you guys when it comes to this draft because we're sitting here. Mike's doing another mock. Don't laugh. And if we think what we believe to be true, then why don't more teams do it? I'll get to that coming up. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. James Palmer, NFL insider, reporter, is going to join us. And I'll ask you at 4 o'clock, so stay right there. In less than 10 minutes from now, we're going to get to this, okay? Because it's just bugging me because everybody's like, well, we need to do this and we need to do that. And we're talking about the NFL draft, which tomorrow Mike and I will be down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium bringing you all the coverage leading into the start of the draft up to around 7:15. And then Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer will take you through the first round live here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So 4 o'clock, stay there. It's just Mike. Got to ask this question, and I'm curious to see what people think the answer is to it. But right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle is coming on after we get done at 7 o'clock tonight. Which
to do
means
nothing but bash Jared Kelnick.
He probably will.
Probably, yeah.
He probably will.
More than likely.
More than likely. Which means Big O is here. Orin, what you got working today, man?
All righty, guys. We are going to stay with the NFL because the draft is tomorrow. So yeah. Why not what? Talk as
I'm
much
not
draft
familiar with this.
As we possibly can. Much was made about Marvin Harrison and his non-participation at the Combine. He came in. The medical testing is like, all right, cool, I'm out. I'm going home. I don't need this. I don't want to do this. I don't need to be here. I did what I came to do, all this other stuff, running, lifting, jumping, more jumping, twisting, shouting, all that stuff. I don't need to do it. Marvin was asked about that. He was recently at the Special Olympics event Wednesday, the NFL's Play Football pre-draft event Wednesday, and Marvin was asked about his non-participation in the NFL Combine. I was confident where I was going. You know, whatever happens, whoever drafts me, they've done their research and I've talked to them. They understand where my health is and they know my skills and my skill set. Just talking to my dad, we decided what was best for us to prepare for the NFL season, not to prepare for the combine or a pro day or anything like that. I'm training to play football. So that's what we've got to do at the end of the day. So we train to play football instead. Yeah, man, no, man. Kind of blowing off the combine, so to speak, because he was just training to play football. He's not, as Kenny Pyres would say, trying to be the best at exercising.
I just think his dad has a pretty good idea how this works, you know. And some people say he is literally a carbon copy of his dad with maybe a little more charisma because his dad was as serious as a heart attack.
He was.
But, you know, the dude, and you can't, like, his tape is his tape. You know, I know that it upsets Georgia fans when we say it, but I know Georgia had injuries too. But once, you know, before he got knocked out of the game, he was arguably the best athlete on that field in that semifinal game, right? At the Mercedes-Benz. I mean, I saw it with my own two eyes. He's got it. So, and the other guys are really good too, but I still think he's you know, I'm raising the hand that much better, Carl.
I think so.
And all you can do, perhaps, if you're on the top of the mountain, is people take shots and you slide down a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think he drops. I think that every team, and we've talked to a bunch of people about this on the show. I've had conversations probably. No, but listen, you can tell me you don't like right. it.
But don't be an idiot when it comes to you winning and you keeping your job. And if you have a chance to get a game changer like Marvin Harrison Jr., you're going to take him. He's done nothing wrong. Big O, what did he do wrong? Right. What was so offensive and so egregious that you all of a sudden now are not going to take him? Did he fail a drug test?
Nope.
No. Was he DUI?
Nope.
No.
Can I be angry Bill Polian?
Yes.
Yeah, is he above it all? He doesn't want a problem with process? You know, talk to the media. Yeah, shame, yeah. Yeah, who's this kid coming in? Big shot. Think he can, he's going to not play by our rules? He, and that's where that comes from.
He hadn't done anything.
I mean, I think it's BS, but I think there's still that element amongst.
You're probably right.
If you're thinking like that, you're a friggin' dinosaur.
You're probably right. But I don't think that this is going to hurt him with his draft status or draft position tomorrow. He's going to go in the first five picks, I believe, still. And I'll say this to piggyback Mike. Dad's a Hall of Famer. Like, I mean, if you're telling me, like, I wish I could be there, but I'm training with my dad.
Yeah. You know, my father, who has a thing called a gold jacket.
Yes. You know? I mean, if Bronny is like, yeah, I'd love to come shoot with you, but I'm shooting with my dad. I think you get a pass,
now,
right?
At the time, we said, oh, boy, he's thumbing his nose at the whole process. But, you know, it just I still think the tape is the tape. You know, I mean, the criticism that came out is, well, maybe he's not as fast. Okay, well, then, again, the old argument is, well, Jerry Rice wasn't the fastest guy either in his class. Worked out pretty well for him.
There we go, gentlemen. Continuing with the NFL draft. Chris hit this story last night with a fun sound bit, and it features one of my favorite musical artists of all time being compared to the guy who's going to go number one in the NFL draft this year. That would be none other than Caleb Williams and Prince. David Fleming is a longtime writer, NFL writer, sports writer, and he appeared on Pablo Torre's podcast. Pablo making another appearance here on Dukes and Bell. And the subject of Caleb Williams came up, and David said he had talked to an NFL scout who gave him a very less than flattering report on why Caleb Williams is scaring some NFL teams. Have a listen, gentlemen.
You just lost a game in the middle of your f***ing season, and it was like your third loss in the Pac-12, and you went hugging on mommy and crying in mommy's arms, and it just seems really freaking weak and nuts. And I will tell you, he scares the shit out of a lot of NFL teams, too. The book on him is he's just kind of a weird kid. Oh. One GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback. Look, I don't know him from Adam. I do not know him. But to me, that looked weak and really fragile.
I know Prince is a pretty good basketball player. I don't know how Prince the quarterback's going to look, but it can't be that bad, right?
Game blouses.
Yeah. You know, I saw this the other day, and I'm like, it's kind of like Sports Talk 101, the old days, you know, the old. And there's still guys that do sports talk like this around the country. Yeah, look at him with his black fingernail polish crying. It was. Does anybody remember Tim friggin' Tebow? That Skip Bayless was literally letting him on network television. He cried like a baby.
It sounded disgusting.
Well, that's what Skip is to me, and that's what it would sound like if he did do that. No, it's just, you know, Tim Tebow cried. You know, yeah, I know there's no crying in football. He's a new Jack quarterback. It's 2024, man. Get your head out of your tuchus, dude. I mean, you sound like it sounds like when we were going to the old days of SEC media days. Here on the Sports Possum, what's with this Caleb Williams crying to his mommy, wearing nail polish, having a pink phone case? That's not what a quarterback's supposed to do.
It's true.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
And I'll say this, by the way. Does his opinion change, Oren, if Caleb had his shirt off and was flexing and was like, I'll beat everybody's ass up in here? Does his opinion change? Like, what does he need to do? Does he need to be curling weights as he walks down the hall? Right. Like, seriously, I think this whole personality thing is crap. You know what my saying is, right? Can he play? That's all I care about.
Right. No, as I said, and meanwhile, a Drake May, and I said this to Carl earlier, and on the other end of the spectrum, and this, like, again, don't get it twisted, okay? It looks like Drake May has got, like, arguably a rock solid foundation. The family, as I said to Carl earlier, looks like the photo that the picture frame comes with at Walmart, you know?
Well, some people are blessed with good families, right, and good situations, and that's great.
And he carries himself, and you could argue that if you're like an old school guy, he's carrying himself in a very buttoned down old school. But the world is full. What makes the world go round is different strokes for different folks. Now, again, if this guy flames out in Chicago the way that Josh Rosen screwed up in Arizona, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. The knock on Rosen was, he didn't care about football. Politics, hot tub in his room. So now, granted, he was a disaster. Maybe he went to the wrong team. Maybe the scouts were right on that. But this is the same kind of crap in its own way. They're funneling towards this guy.
And by the way, being the Prince fan that I am, I gotta say this. The persona of Prince and the character he presented to you, okay, and the musician he was, had nothing to do with his masculinity.
Prince would steal your woman.
That's exactly right.
Hugh tells the greatest story ever.
That's exactly right. It has nothing to do with that. And I want to make that comparison to just say, like, that's a weak example to just say, well, he's like Prince if he played quarterback. Well, whoever said that has no idea what they're talking about.
Hugh tells a story one time where his ex-wife, were at a Prince concert, and he says, I swear to God, I thought he was going to take her home.
Oh, because he could.
He said he looked at her, and all of a sudden he looked at his wife, and he was like, I no longer existed.
Come on.
I wasn't there anymore. It was just her and Prince. That's right. All it was.
I mean, from Apollonia to
Kim
Basinger, Sheila E.
To Vanity.
Sheena Easton. I'm just going off the top of my head. Meghan Markle, allegedly. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, he's got it. And that's just, five.
It's like Tiger Woods. Those are the ones you know about.
Right.
I mean, the idea that Prince was this weak, his masculinity, dude, was real. Like
the guy was walking sex appeal to women.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. He was like 4.5 feet tall.
Right. It's ridiculous.
You get your girl, as you just said.
He would take your woman.
Because he was a great entertainer and performer, and what he presented to you, you're caught up in that. That's what people are caught up with Caleb. You're caught up in that. It has nothing to do with his masculinity. Right. And, oh, by the way, I was a mama's boy, too. Okay? There's nothing wrong with consoling, or at least having your mom on in your corner and on your side, and you having that connection with her. There's nothing wrong with that. I would draft Caleb Williams today.
It just sounds to me, again, especially, I always remember Mike Vick's last year of Odd Tech. He wasn't 100%. The year before was the year you drafted him off of. And the year before was the year you're drafting, you know, Caleb Williams off of. It's just, when you hear stuff like that, it just makes you think of, like, the old angry scouts in Moneyball when they're going through, like, their metrics. He's got an ugly girlfriend. He's got no confidence. You know, it's just that kind of really, it's beyond analog. It's like Cro-Magnon, right?
Yeah. I'm glad you brought this up because I hadn't heard the soundbite, but now that I have, he's an idiot.
There you go. On that note, gentlemen, I'm going to hit some music.
Oh, yeah. She's done right now. She's finished. Soon as this song starts,
first
she's
note.
Finished.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's done right
I'm,
now.
I'm with him now.
Yeah, this guy, what is he, like Prince or something? He's a wacko. Wow, what an enlightened take in 2024.
Oh, jeez. Turn this up, Warren.
Staring each other down.
By the way, is Caleb Williams mentally tough enough for Chicago?
Yeah, we're going to find out. All right. I got a question for you, Atlanta. If it was this easy, then why don't more teams do it? It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.